Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, June 30th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, at WWDC, much of the attention was on the next generation of CarPlay, but that experience won't start appearing in cars until 2023 at the earliest. Near term, something new for CarPlay in iOS 16 is the addition of new supported app categories for, quote, fuel and driving tasks. This was mentioned on the preview page for iOS 16, but a new report from Reuters today offers additional details on how exactly this will work. According to the report, some gas station chains are already preparing to take advantage of this feature and will allow drivers to pay for gas through their car's infotainment screen, powered by CarPlay. These new CarPlay apps will let developers make applications that help users fuel up from their car, access toll road information, and even get towing assistance from the CarPlay-enabled display. So all of this will be able to be done directly from CarPlay without the need of using your iPhone, or in the case of getting gas, without the need for even interacting with the pump terminal. Apple says that driving task apps should help enable tasks that people need to do while driving that are unrelated to navigation. This includes things like fueling up, managing tolls, tracking mileage for business trip expenses, and getting towing information. iOS 16 is currently in developer beta, and if today's report from Reuters turns out to be true, we can expect developers, including gas stations, to launch new CarPlay applications to take advantage of these features sometime later this year. In other news today, Apple announced earlier this year that it would comply with a new law in South Korea that will force Apple to allow developers to use third-party payment providers in the App Store. Starting today, developers can finally apply to use other payment methods in South Korea, meaning that they don't have to use Apple's own payment system for applications distributed in the country. This law was passed by South Korean regulators in August of 2021. Apple, of course, appealed the decision, but the company ended up agreeing to comply with the law. But of course, Apple is complying with the law in a way that only Apple could do. The company is still charging a 26% commission for transactions made outside of the App Store's in-app purchase system. This is only a 4% discount compared to the normal App Store 30% cut. And of course, the App Store cut is actually only 15% if you're a developer making under $1 million per year. Other restrictions that come with using a third-party payment solution include that you can't use family sharing or any other parental control features, because, according to Apple, it cannot validate payments that take place outside of the App Store's payment system. Apple will also not be able to assist users with refunds, purchase history, subscription management, or any other support issues that arise when making a purchase. Developers who are interested in using third-party payment solutions can use Apple's new StoreKit external purchase entitlement, and the payment provider must be approved by Apple. Developers can head to the Apple Developer website and to App Store Connect to get started on this process. Rounding out today, the next generation of the MacBook Air was previewed at WWDC earlier this month, but at the time, Apple said the MacBook Air would be available for purchase sometime in July. We're still waiting on an exact pre-order and purchase date from Apple for the new MacBook Air, but now a report says that we could expect pre-orders to begin as soon as July 8th. The report, which comes from Mac Rumors, cites anonymous retail sources and says that pre-orders will begin on July 8th and the first orders will arrive to customers on July 15th. This is earlier than many people expected, especially considering the supply constraints impacting the M2 MacBook Pro. If Apple is able to launch pre-orders for the new M2 MacBook Air on July 8th, we would anticipate that the machine will be in very limited supply, especially since demand is expected to be high. The new M2 MacBook Air features a complete redesign, MagSafe connectivity for charging, a larger display with a notch, and up to 2 terabytes of storage and up to 24 gigabytes of unified RAM. If pre-orders are set to open on July 8th, we would expect a press release from Apple announcing this date sometime early next week. That wraps up another episode and another week of 9-to-5 Mac Daily. We will be off tomorrow, but back on Monday for a full week of Apple news. In the meantime, if you like the show, please be sure to subscribe in Apple's podcast app or in Overcast or wherever you listen every day. And while you're there, it's very helpful if you leave us a 5-star rating and a review to help more people find the show. You can find all of the latest Apple news 24/7 on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And again, we'll be back on Monday for a full week of 9to5 Mac Daily.